right here on ESPN 97.5 F for furniture.
I see and what other you things. Did.
See, and friend of the show, as we bring in my good friend, Mattress Mac. And Mac, always good to have you a part of the show. And we, you know, obviously we talk about you all the time on this show. But with this week in general coming up, Super Bowl week is always a big week. But I always like to have you on this week because you're always good about being a man of the people for here in Houston, Texas. But boy, you fire some people up and get some people interested in the big game even more with this deal you do about the Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right. It's a super promotion, Joel, at the Galley Furniture right now. Come out today or tomorrow. Buy $5,000 better with furniture. Have it delivered before the big game on Sunday. And if the team from L.A. wins, you get 50% of your money back or 100% back in in-store credit. You'll be a huge winner at Galley Furniture. And best of all, get great furniture in your home tonight. We got lots of new furniture here for this huge super promotion. Best time ever to buy.
Mac, do you ever get nervous when you do these? You're like, oh, do you find yourself rooting harder for the other team? I mean, I know you didn't do that with the Astros promotion, but do you find yourself maybe rooting for the team from Boston a little more?
It's called a hedge, you know.
you got to go with
the slight favorites. You can hedge it the other way, and then either team wins, it's great. Hopefully the team wins and the customer gets their money back on because it thrills the customers and creates lots of buzz.
Oh, it definitely has created the buzz, but I'm curious, too, on that same kind of wavelength. Do you have people that are, like, checking with Vegas and the experts and going, because we were just talking about it on the air. I mean, this one, the experts are all going with the team from New England, but it seems like, you know, there's a kind of a question mark factor of which Rams team shows up, and if they are creative offensively, they could be a problem.
No, I think it's an absolute toss-up, if you ask me. I think it's a toss-up and go either way. I mean, less favored. Both favorites lost in the games 2 weeks ago, and the team from New England lost last year as the favorite. So, you know, it's definitely a toss-up, and L.A.'s got a great team. And New England has a great team as well, so I think it's a coin flip.
Mac, I'm curious. You're a big promoter. You're a smart businessman. What are your thoughts on the NFL and not being able to say that S word? I mean, you have to say the big game, and do you feel like fans really care? I mean, I would feel like this is much ado about nothing. Just your thoughts as a businessman and a promoter on that.
I would let people use my name, and so that you could get the name out more, and the trademark is for the few sponsors that use it. I think it's kind of silly. As far as using the, let the sponsors do it, overdo it, let the other people say it and just go on with it. But much ado about nothing is a good way to put it.
Well, Mac, I know that, you know, everybody sees the commercials and they're always talking about, obviously, the where to go for furniture and the slogan, Galley really saves you money. But the thing that always kind of resonates with me is some people, as Barry was saying, when you know marketing and you know how to be, you know, out there promoting, it's one thing. But you kind of back it up with just your dedication to this city. We all know what you did, obviously, with the hurricane, with Habitat for Humanity. And your whole mantra is, if it's to be, it's up to me or we. And I think that really sums it up all well, that you don't necessarily even care about the credit, but you are dedicated to H-Town. And I remember when I first moved to this town and you had the big top tents were your showroom. And now look at where it's come with the three locations. But when did you always have made that conscious effort to, hey, we can promote, but it's also about like giving back and making sure you're a fiber of the community.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's about making the community better, and the community's better. It's better for all of us. It's a better place to live, work, play, raise a family, a better place to do business, better place to go to church, go to school. So whatever we can all do individually and collectively to make Houston and Texas a better place, then so be it. And I think we need to have more unity and community and less divisive politics.
Mattress Mac from Galley Furniture joins us on The Usual Suspects. Mac, are any plans to go to the game?
No, I'm not going. I'm too old for that, but I will I will watch here at Galley Furniture. We've got lots of big screen TVs to watch the big game on, and it shall be a huge game. But most of all, a lot of our customers will watch with interest because if the team from LA wins, they get 50% of their money back, 100% back in in-store credit. Just come out today or tomorrow and buy furniture. We had customers buying furniture last night up to 11 p.m. expect the same thing the next 2 days.
Well, you know, I'm coming out there this weekend because I told you we're looking for some stuff. But at the same time, I was curious because I know you're a sports fan and I know that you've had the racehorses. And I don't think a lot of people know just how passionate you were for a time about possibly purchasing a team. And when the Rockets were up for sale, you were one of the groups coming together to try and make sure the Rockets not only were staying in Houston, but you might be a part of that. As you have everything going that you have going on now, do you still think about owning a sports team or a part of a sports team someday?
No, I'm happy being in the racehorse business. I got one of my horses named Run Happy. He's a stallion at Claiborne Farm, so, and we've got a bunch of other horses coming up. So he's fulfilling my sports fantasies, if you will. I'm happy with that, and I'm just trying to keep working out here and selling furniture and trying to stay young.
Well, I think you're doing that because we do see you on the commercials. So we know that you are definitely taking care of yourself. And I know you're a runner and you do all those things too. But how do you find time for all that because of the fact that you're constantly – every time I go in the store, you're at the front desk. And I know that, you know, you're speaking engagements and you're always going somewhere doing something. But it seems like you can be in three places at once. But how do you make time? We're doing a weight loss challenge right now for the show and trying to keep listeners to kind of take care of themselves better and make sure they realize it's important – as important that you take care of yourself as it is the things that you do otherwise in business and life. But how do you make time for everything?
You know, I've always been a high energy person, and I like to run on the treadmill at night when I get through with work, or in the morning and read on my iPad. So that's very therapeutic for me. So it's I agree, diet and exercise and good night's sleep are very important. I got a great mattress and I eat well.
Well, there you have it. And the other thing is, I didn't want to just leave this to the Super Bowl, but you're also got this other promotion going, kind of a piggyback on what you've already been doing with the Astros. But now there's two ways to win. And if you're a sports fan in Houston and you're looking for furniture, the fact that they can parlay that into one or the other, the Astros or the Rockets now, if they win, you win. Maybe give the folks a little bit of a background if they're not familiar on that, because that's another great way they can cash in.
Yeah, you know, if you buy $3,000 or better and the Astros win the championship or the Rockets win the championship, then you get your furniture free. So it's a great effort on to promote those two wonderful teams. Both of them doing very well. The Astros got a good player yesterday, and the Rockets are on fire with winning a lot of games here lately. So it's a great opportunity either way. We're always out there promoting the local sports teams and trying to make furniture buying more fun and more enjoyable, Joel, for all of our great customers.
No doubt about it. And he's a great follow on Twitter, too. If you want to follow him, it's at Mattress Mac, and you can follow him on Twitter. And it's believe me, it's not just about furniture. There's inspirational quotes and motivational videos. And also, you know, like your favorite sports teams, Alex Bregman does a lot of things with Mac. How'd you get involved with Bregs? And how did he seems like he's very dedicated, like you are, to doing things to make a difference.
Yeah, we did a sponsorship last year, and he was just terrific the whole time. Such a great guy, and he handed out turkeys here with us during the week before Thanksgiving. He actually walked the people to the car with a turkey in his hand. So a great baseball player, but a great guy dedicated to the community. He does a lot of stuff to make Houston better. I think that's something that's very admirable about a lot of the sports personalities we have in this town right now, as they are. Not only do they make a lot of money, but they give a whole lot back. And I think that's something we all need to learn from.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You've always given back from the practice facility back in the days to the Rockets to everything that you're doing now. We all know that and appreciate you. And I do want to tell you, my partner here is a comedian as well, and he has a bit that we're going to send you off air. But it has gotten more responses than you can ever believe in terms of what you did during the hurricane and the support that you gave, as opposed to others that will remain nameless. But we're going to send it to you because you're going to get a kick out of it. And I know you're the kind of humble guy. You don't want to talk about those kind of things on the air. But the stuff that you did for the hurricane that went unnoticed is something that he centered his joke around and to give you some credit. And we're going to send it to you off the air because I think you're going to get a big kick out of it. Right, Barry?
I hope so.
Thanks, Barry. And you know what we'd like to do, Joel, have it delivered today or tomorrow, and if the team is a big game on Sunday, the exciting big game, the biggest television event of the year, could happen right back. I'm giving that thanks to our credit. Lots of customers are buying right now, and we'll invite all the listeners to come out today or tomorrow, take advantage, and get some great furniture in your home, and enjoy the big game even more.
There you go, Mac. Thanks for spending some time. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you. Good. Y'all have a good day.
You too, bud.
There you go. Mattress Mac.